There is a system to the way that the world works that we're all by now pretty familiar with. Those with power use the power to gain more power. Those with money use that money to gain more money. Those without power scrabble and contest and fight among themselves to gain power. Some with more success than others, at which point they generally use that power to lord it over those with less power. This is the way the whole world system works. But there is another system at work. That system is the way of the cross. It's much quieter. It's working kind of in the background, almost invisibly. It seems absolutely weak because it's all about weakness. It's not the way to get rich. Becoming a follower of Jesus Christ pretty much guarantees that you will not get rich quick. Jesus called his disciples and all of the crowd to him. And he said to all of them, whoever wants to be my disciple, whoever wants to follow me, needs to do three things. Deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. This is the exact opposite of the way that the world works. Start with denying ourselves. You have only to watch a few movies to realize that the basic message of this world is believe in yourself. Follow your dreams. And this is, I want to use a strong word, garbage of the highest order. The self is noisy enough. We do not need to encourage it with dreams and self-satisfying indulgences. The self is always with us. It's clamoring for our attention. It's feeding us fear. Somebody is going to hurt me. Somebody is going to take something away from me. It's feeding us anger. I am not getting my just due. I am not getting my just reward. Here I am working my butt off, and here's that other person. They already have lots of money, and they're getting more of it. It's feeding us hatred. That person's not like me. It's feeding us lust. I want this. And I want it now. And I don't really care who gets in my way or what I have to do to get it. In fact, the self really just needs to shut up. And part of what we're doing here in Great Lent is trying to tell it to be quiet already. Yeah, you don't need that hamburger. You really don't need, and probably would not benefit from in any way, shape, or form, that McDonald's cheeseburger. In fact, most of the stuff that our self is telling us that we need is either lies that have been fed to us from the world system. Well, everybody else has that. everybody else gets to do this. Or it's just comes from us. I mean, where does the world system come from except from us and our collective desires and lusts? And so we need our starting point that Jesus tells us to begin with is to deny ourselves. The next thing he says that we need to do is take up our cross. If we want to be a follower of Jesus Christ, we have to take up our cross. But this is hard. The cross is heavy. It's rough-hewn wood, full of splinters. And it feels like it's going to kill us, because it is going to kill us. That's what it's designed to do. And that's exactly our experience as we start to try and deny ourselves, as we start to reach out and buck the world system. It feels like we are dying. It feels actually pretty stupid, because here we are taking this thing up, which is going to kill us. Why would you do that? But it all comes to a point at the end of this saying. We're not just called to deny ourselves. We're not just called to take up our cross. Jesus calls his disciples ultimately to follow me. Because denying yourself is kind of useless if you just like denying yourself everything. And for what? What purpose? You know? Why are you taking up your cross to go and die? It's because we are following Jesus. Following him in his absolute unconditional love for every single person that he encountered. Following him in his self-sacrificial service. Ministering to other people's needs, healing them, helping them in whatever way he possibly could, giving them whatever he had, whether it be something as small as 5 loaves and 2 fishes borrowed from some kid's lunch that he gave him. And this is the part that changes us, and through us can change the world. This is the part that absolutely subverts the whole world system. The first two parts are absolutely necessary in order to achieve this last part, though. We cannot follow Jesus unless we deny ourselves, unless we take up our cross. Because doing what he is teaching us to do is hard. In fact, in the world's terms, it's suicidal. But it's the only way to destroy the whole world system without destroying us who are entangled with it. Because everybody's hooked into this system. Everybody's hooked into the rat race, including us. We may not be of the world, but we are in it. And the only way for God to get us out of it, aside from destroying it all over again, was to come in, enter into it, reveal to us what it means to be truly human by becoming one of us, and then letting us, the world system, destroy him. Because now we know, that God is love. Now we know that death is not the end. And knowing this, the world system no longer has any power over us. Even the self is defeated by the cross as we take it up. Sure, it'll whine and complain a lot. What are you doing? I don't like this person. I don't want to be nice to them and talk friendly to them. I want to tell them to get lost. What are you doing? This is way too hard. This is absolutely unjust. I should be freaking out on my boss right now because this is absolutely ridiculous. I could just like throw the whole labor code book at him. And here you are working overtime, unpaid, and taking some kind of perverse joy in it? This is insane. But this is precisely the kind of insanity, or at least in terms of the world's perception, that Christ calls us to. Because we are called to love, to serve, to do whatever needs to be done. Because that's what Jesus did. That's what it means to be a follower of Jesus. The context within which Jesus was telling his disciples this was Peter telling him, you know, immediately after he says, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Remember, he tells them, "Oh, but Lord, these things can't happen to you," because then goes on to tell them, "Well, this is what's going to happen to me." And it's like, these things can't happen to you because we have a plan. The plan is real simple. You know, we follow you. You give us all this power because, hey, you can feed the armies and raise the dead and heal the wounded. And this is the plan. You've got the plan all wrong, Lord. And so that's why Jesus calls his disciples together. That's why Jesus calls not only his disciples, but every single person who was following him. And he says, if you want to follow me, this is what you have to do. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow me. Because anyone who seeks to save his life will lose it. But anyone who loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will find it. So, on this week of Lent, we fall down before the cross of Christ and we worship it. Not because it's a rough piece of wood that puts splinters in our back or in the back of our Lord, but because this is the revelation of the love of God. This is the revelation of the way that will change the world and that will save us as we embrace it. May the one who himself took upon his shoulders the rough-hewn wood of that very first cross that was something more than just a symbol of torture and death. May he who shouldered that wood for each and every one of us, because he loves us, may he, in his love for us, give us the strength to calm the self, to say no, and to take up our own crosses, and to follow him to his glory. The glory of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.